This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations across the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, as well as selected Salem Media stations in some of the largest markets in the country, and some great independent stations scattered in just for good measure, too. And we also broadcast around the world via the Internet, out of Germany, Radio Waves, and out of India, Radio Guarana. And thank you to the people listening there, Maria and company in Germany, as well as on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, the 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. We also are on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And our Twitter handle is at Captain's America. Now, you can also find us over at our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, continuing along hour number four, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got our author from the book Nullification, and I will tell you that that would be Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and of course, go over to the website, check it out, and you'll also see a link on my Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, and also on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. None other than Frank Silvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Yep. And the folks are liking it. 82 degrees, clear skies, so they're having a good time. So there they go. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, you guys?
You got it.
Absolutely.
All right. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it. We hope you get it. Well, Frank, late yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa obtained and released the unclassified FBI-generated record that we were hearing a lot about for several months that describes the alleged foreign bribery scheme, which involved the Bidens. And, of course, this was an actual report, field report, that was done by the FBI, and it was in their words, and they're the ones that wrote on it. Nobody made up any of this stuff, and I mean to tell you, damning is the understatement of the year.
Well, you know, it's almost time we stop using the word alleged when it comes to grifting in the Bidens and money from nefarious entities flowing into their wallets. That said, you know, we knew this for a long time. People have been saying it. But again, elections have consequences. If we would have taken the Senate And I'll be specific to the race. If Raphael Warnock wouldn't have won in Georgia, things would have been different with something like this coming out.
Yep.
If elections have consequences, they also have bad consequences, and this is one of them.
Yep.
We needed to win the Senate, because I'm telling you right now, I don't care if they come out with a video of the Bidens laughing in the Oval Office saying, didn't we get away with it? Yeah, we actually took bribe money from China, and we sold the country to China, and boy, we know we lost the election, and we, aren't the American people stupid, and we're going to throw a war once we get into it. They could come out with video like that, and nothing is going to happen.
That's true.
Nothing.
Yep.
You know, the next time we have an election, maybe we should have a little bit more than 64% of the people show up.
Yep. Won't get any argument with me from that. How about you, Kyle?
You know.
No, not at all.
All right, go ahead.
You know, we really do have to take our elections a little more serious. When you've got people who are woke, and I mean not just a little bit, not just leaning to the left ideologically, but so far out on the neo-fascist left, in control of the country and unwilling to even listen to the other side. And remember, our nation was founded on the idea of compromise and meeting in the middle. Have you seen any meeting in the middle?
Not at all.
Biden has been in office?
Nope.
No. So we need to take our elections more seriously, and that means not listening to the bumper sticker mentality political propaganda that is out there on social media and in the mainstream media, and doing the due diligence of digging into who we're going to vote for. Our votes are not worthless. If everybody was paying attention and doing due diligence, we wouldn't have an electoral system where we're going, wow, was that vote really counted? Did they drop it in a drop box? No. People would be getting off their butts on election day and going to the polls and volunteering their ID to make sure people understand. Be proud of it. We just don't seem to be proud of having to go and vote anymore. It's an inconvenience.
Yeah, got to do it online, or you got to do it by telephone or whatever else that you're cooking up. All right, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, guys. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Extend your life with
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. And before we get started with our conversation number two for the morning with Frank Silvato and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And for you folks over to the east, over there, Orlando and up there in the villages and whatnot, they've got some dealerships, and they've got a program that you might be interested in, especially if you happen to be involved in the You Serve, You Save area. I'm talking about active duty military. I'm talking about veterans. I'm talking about first responders, active or retired, EMS, firefighters, and police. And I'm talking about church pastors, too, active or retired, where you will be given a great opportunity for a tremendous deal on your new or pre-owned car. Now, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. It gives you free oil changes and tire rotations. Now, all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. It's that simple. The website to check out more is Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, their flagship store is up in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Look for that great big flag up there. And on a clear day, you can see it over a mile away. Also, Nissan and Acura, two dealerships side by side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, right there, backed up against the Suncoast Expressway Parkway. So there you go, the toll road. Now, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. See what they can do for you. Okay, first of all, Kyle Warren, welcome back.
Welcome. Thank you, Captain. Good to be here.
Second of all, Frank Silvato, thank you for sticking around and welcome back.
Anytime and always, my friend.
Yep. Now, let's get into this RFK thing, because Robert Kennedy Jr. was lambasted by someone who, first of all, can't even vote in the House because she's an alternate from the Virgin Islands, and she's become a regular pain in the you-know-what for anybody that wants to talk about freedom or the Constitution or whatnot, because she was referring to things in the Constitution. She doesn't even know what she was talking about.
Well, that shouldn't surprise.
No.
People on the far left, when you hate the Constitution, you're not studied on what it means, and you certainly don't get it. You certainly don't get that is the hallmark in the charters of freedom. So, you know, the far left in this country hates the U.S. Constitution and the system of government that we have, and especially the amendments, which are the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
They hate it. So it doesn't surprise me at all that someone who is so radically neo-fascist, and you have to make the distinction. We literally have a party in the Democrats that have been hijacked by a minority fringe radical left neo-fascist group that runs under the banner of being Democrat, but are so far away from the tenets of the Democrat Party that you can't measure it.
Mm. Yep. Now, let me pick up a caller. We got a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle.
Oh, it's Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Good morning to you. Great show. You know, I'd like to follow up on what Frank was talking about earlier concerning the media. You know, it's great that we have the Internet. We have conservative radio, which doesn't give us the need to check into the local media here because as of 2016, Captain, I noticed that when the final results came in the election, the facial expressions that I got, and this was a Fox News affiliate here in Tampa, I noticed that the shifting of change was going to take effect. And lo and behold, Fox News is pretty much left-leaning, in my opinion. So we don't need the pony. We don't rely on the Pony Express or telegrams any longer. We have conservative radio talk show hosts who break things down for us. But even then, Frank, it's up to us as conservatives and Christians to take our own initiatives to study out these candidates and go out and put our own votes in. We can't rely on other people to do our jobs for us. Now, our founding fathers went to that extent to suffer and give their lives for us, for this country, and we can't get up and do our part? Come on. Wake up, people.
Yep.
Save our country. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Anthony, and Anthony's he knows his stuff. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. We owe it to generations past that gave blood and treasure not to take the obligation to know who we're voting for lightly. And quite frankly, we've fallen into a sea of apathy in the United States when it comes to the seriousness and the obligation to vote we shouldn't have just 60%. If people in Iraq could show up and almost have 100% voter turnout
with dyed fingers
mm-hmm. while terrorists are waiting and scoping them out through high-powered rifles to kill them,
yep,
we should be ashamed of ourselves for a 64% turnout and then congratulating us for a great voter turnout. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me there's voter suppression in the United States.
No.
That just doesn't exist. And the next time you hear someone say that, you know, just dress them down.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Kyle, what you think?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Frank. This Jason Aldean song has obviously created a lot of controversy. Why is there such a visceral reaction to this? Because the song in and of itself isn't necessarily offensive, but people are certainly taking it, or at least trying to manufacture to take it as such. What do you think?
You hit that word right on the head, Kyle, manufactured outrage. Because when you read the lyrics, there's nothing but, hey, we don't want violence in our small town. We don't want crime in our small town. We don't want corruption in our small town. We don't want people just walking up and sucker punching people or carjacking people in our small town. And don't try it in our small town. Don't come to confiscate our weapons in a small town. We believe in law and order in a small town. So don't come here and try it. That's not a bad message. I've got a whole piece. This is the headline piece over at undergroundusa.com, and it's going to be for the week. And watch the video. The video that they put together when they showed the violence is all documented left-wing activist violence. To try and find a message of lynching or racism in it, that's retarded.
Yep. And I'm playing this underneath you so you can talk.
Yeah. This is unbelievable. That country music television would censor this video means that the people who are running, and it's Viacom, it's a company that owns CBS,
mm-hmm.
that runs CMT, they're not representative of the people who listen to country music.
Nope.
So if you are a CMT watcher, stop. Make sure you go over and purchase this song just to send a message.
Yep.
You know? So I we have to take a stand against this kind of censorship, especially when they're blatantly making things up and manufacturing controversy about free speech.
Yep.
The last time I looked, the arts were covered under the right of free speech.
They are.
You can have Robert Mapplethorpe's pictures. And you can have a photograph celebrated called Piss Christ. And you want to go after something like this? Where have we gotten to in this country?
Well, they got to the point to where they were griping about where the location where this thing was filmed. And they've made movies there. A bunch of big-time movies have been made right there in front of that courthouse.
If going back to 1927, to a singular instance of a lynching there before the Civil Rights Movement, before any activism, before Martin Luther King is a declaration of racism, then Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, when they stand in front of the White House, people should be screaming the exact same things, because before the Emancipation Proclamation, you had Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, here comes music. That means I got to talk to you on Monday there, Mr. Frank. Another great episode here, or a couple of segments, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Kyle, you hang in there. And, folks, we'll be right back with more. And we'll have our buddy Annie Okerlund on board. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along with more.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The White House is reporting that Ukraine is using cluster munitions supplied by the United States effectively against Russian forces. National Security Spokesman John Kirby said initial feedback suggests Ukrainian forces are using the weapons appropriately on Russian defensive positions and operations. The so-called cluster bombs scatter multiple bomblets and are banned in more than 100 countries because of their threat to civilians. Russia has been using cluster munitions since it invaded Ukraine in February of last year. At least four people, including children, are dead after what's being called a triple murder-suicide in Oklahoma. Authorities say they were engaged in an hours-long standoff with an armed subject yesterday at a home near Tulsa. The investigation is just getting underway. Yes, there is a day where you could eat absolutely anything you want, and today's that day. It's National Junk Food Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yep, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning special. And oh, by the way, we'll have Annie Okerlund on here in just a minute. She's our guru extraordinaire expert. And this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell, of course, MyPillow.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. All kinds of specials going on. Save up to 80%. Yep, up to 80%. And if you want one of those fancy-dancy MyPillows, especially the queen size or the king size, they are marked down some $50 below where they were before. Get one for $19.98 on the queen size and for $10 more on the king size. So, MyPillow.com, promo code is always going to be Captain, promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. And if you want to call them up, phone number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com. Help a patriot out, Mike Lindell, and he is certainly an American patriot. Okay, first, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Okay, you said you're all ready to do some yoga, so here we go. all right, Annie Okerlund, our guru, expert extraordinaire, and you are the yoga lady.
Yes, sir, I am. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Kyle.
I'm doing good. And Kyle's doing good. And
doing great.
We've been having a great night, and we've had some great calls and some great comments. So, you know, things are good.
Good. Good.
Now, speaking of good, my dear, you have been very busy again.
Always. There's a lot of work to do out there, and I think ultimately that's one of the joys of finding something that you love. And ultimately, as humans, part of that is finding our purpose. And as you know from your CERT time in service and time as a firefighter, there's that drive that we have to support our communities. and I was listening in on the earlier part of the show about mm-hmm. that Jason Aldean song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important. That's one of the reasons I find yoga helps so many of the service members and firefighters that I work with, because that sense of duty, that sense of service
mm-hmm.
is so powerful. And you guys run towards danger where the average person does not. But it's that drive. It's that desire to take care of our community. And I feel like people that don't take a pause and stop and really settle in with who they are and what it is that they want for themselves and their families and the potency of their living, I think that's where reactivity comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that that's one of the reasons I love yoga, is it basically taught me to stop and really go inward and say, what is it that I want? And I will ultimately, that sort of response was mm-hmm. to support others. And I get to do that every day. So if that's called busy, then that's busy.
Well, I will tell you that some of the things that my therapist gave me to do when I with the rehab, which I'm still doing, by the way, is not necessarily yoga, but it's close, because some of it's sitting down and some of it's doing stuff similar to what you do. But there's a regimen behind it and a purpose, and just like with what you do. And then there's some stuff standing up. This is hilarious. I was standing up at the sink and I was doing one of the things that they showed me to do. And one of the girls came by at the station and said, what are you doing? And I told her, and she goes, oh, well, I have to try that at home. So I don't know. Who knows, right?
You're sharing the wealth
at the
sink.
Well,
I love it.
It's working for me. I mean, so, you know, what the heck?
Well, and that's the most important thing. And I think mm-hmm. that this sense of reactivity that we're under, and this unfortunate spell of reactivity, is that people are just not taking time to really settle down and say, who am I, what do I need, what do I want in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And so they just react. People aren't really, they don't know who they are. And I feel that, as someone said earlier in the mm-hmm. call, that, you know, we come from a culture and a humanity that built this country. And I was in Winchester, Virginia recently wow, that was amazing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the amount of Revolutionary War sites through there.
Yep.
And there's nothing quite like that to really stop and go, okay, this is where our land came from. This was hard fought. And I feel that the way our culture lives on social media and listening to everybody else tell people what to do,
mm-hmm.
we've lost tap with finding that for ourselves. And, of course, everyone's going to be slightly different. Thank goodness. How boring would it be if we were all the same?
Mm-hmm.
But people haven't stopped to take that time to look into themselves and say, what is it that is my passion? What's my purpose? How can I help my community? Because, well, we've said this before, that same neural pathway that lights up when, sadly, people do drugs is the same neural pathway that lights up when we volunteer.
Yeah, now let me ask Kyle a question. Kyle, out there in California, I think yoga is fairly popular, is it not?
I would say that it is, yeah, sure.
All right, and you probably see people or hear about people doing it. Matter of fact, somebody had a television show out there and they were doing it. I forget what it was. I remember seeing it when I was out there.
Maybe Lilia Stolen?
Maybe, that might have been it. But I remember seeing a show about it. But I just wanted to emphasize that around the countryside, you know, and again, this is something that firefighters are doing, police officers are doing, military is doing, to bring you down off that high that is hard to get down off from and just get you to where you can relax, because you can't operate 109 miles an hour all the time.
Mm-mm.
I'll attest to that. I'll attest to that very quickly.
Oh. Yeah, I've got a question for Annie.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, Annie, nice to talk with you this morning. Is there a particular story or individual that sort of stands out when you're going and sharing this with the veterans and so forth, of people who have kind of had a turnaround because of what you're able to provide for them?
Absolutely. One of my, he now teaches with me, a Marine named Nicholas Karras. He came to my area, he came to Tampa, and was brought to yoga gave me the evil eye the whole time during the yoga class. I did stick him in a hot room in Florida in the summer on purpose. He sweated like crazy. Did not, and just you'd walk by and you could kind of smell the cigarettes and the booze. And he'd just come home from Afghanistan about 2 weeks earlier, was living with his uncle, and didn't talk to him a lot. I knew the processing that he needed to navigate. He was bouncing at a bar, you know, in the evenings and then drinking a ton to get to sleep, sleeping most of the day if he got to sleep. And then a few weeks later, I saw him at the coffee shop, and we built this rapport of just kind of a, you know, how you just kind of do the nod. You lift your chin and give an eye and, hey, man, how you doing? Good. One day I was wearing my Exalted Warrior shirt, and it was early Monday morning before I went to the VA. And he said, where are you going? What are you doing? And I explained, and he just looked at me. And that took about three more months till he actually came back to yoga. And the minute he came back, he came every day. He started sleeping better, started drinking less. Cigarettes took a little bit longer, but the booze started to dissipate. The need for booze to navigate being in the world began to dissipate. And then about a year later, he said, listen, I really think I want to do this for my brothers. We're losing them at a rate that is not good. The fact that we're losing them at all is not good. Mm-hmm. And he was in some really hard, hard, hard places. And very young. I mean, it was really tough to watch, but he brought himself out of the hole in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it still gives me chills. And he's actually my co-teacher for our men's veterans retreats.
Now, we've got about 45 seconds, and I want you to make sure you get in there how we get a hold of you. It's exaltedwarrior.org. Is that it?
.com.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Exaltedwarrior.com. That's the website. And they can go over there and they can find out what it is you do. They can actually come over and just watch, right?
Mm-hmm. We have community adaptive classes monthly. Those are posted on our website on the week that we have them. There's over 165 meditations. So many of my guys and gals use them to sleep. There's one specifically for sleep, and that thing is amazing. It's still available on the internet because so many people listen to it to fall asleep. And that's how we start to rebuild a nervous system, is getting sleep. And I'm sure you and all of our service members out there can attest, and their family members, how hard it is to get someone who's had these experiences, because of the love of their community and their family, they go out to get to good sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it.
Okay, exaltedwarrior.com, Annie Okerlund, just the way it sounds, Okerlin. And Annie, I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Don't be a stranger, and come see us at lunch on Tuesdays over at Mission Barbecue.
I will very soon. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Kyle.
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to talk to you in the break. Okay, Annie Okerlund, everybody. Kyle, you hang on. Patrick Hyland coming in right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, we'll be right up with Patrick Hyland after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Yep, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They are the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And I've been working with them for years and years. They're my oldest sponsor on the radio show, and I appreciate them very much. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Make sure you tell them I sent you. That'll mean something, too, because guess what? All veterans and first responders get a discount at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. Call them up, schedule an appointment, or just stop on by, and they'll be more than happy to take care of you. Now, they're local. They're experienced. They are Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road. Phone number 941-922-2345. Okay, first we go up to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Get ready for some sports because here he comes. Here he comes. The man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Cal Warren. And I hope everybody's having a pleasant Friday morning. And Going to have a great, pleasant weekend. For the golf fans out there, the British Open is in full gear, gentlemen.
Yeah.
And
by the way, it's kind of strange watching them play golf at, 9 o'clock at night or whatever, and it's dark where you're at, and it's broad daylight sunlight where they're at, but you got to realize the time zone. I forgot all about that. But anyway, it's kind of interesting.
Oh, no, it's pretty cool, Captain. It's like Wimbledon, you know, because they're playing in London. You know, we always used to wake up on Sunday morning, breakfast at Wimbledon. Now it's going to be breakfast at Royal Liverpool Golf Course because these guys, you know, have to tee it up pretty early to get it going. Brian Harman's already played 6 holes, Captain. He's 4 under for the day.
You mean is it right now?
Yes, right now he's good golf. And, you know, because it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon there, so there you go.
Mm.
Or, you know, it's a little more in it, not quite that much.
I think it's 7 hours or something like that, I think.
I'm thinking about Australia, mate. Brian Harman is just tearing it up because he's a lefty, he's a good player, and he represents America, and I hope he can keep it going. But a very interesting story, Captain and Kyle. This kid Lambrecht, I mean, this he's an amateur, and he you know, before Harman teed off today, he was the leading golfer with Tommy Fleetwood. Everybody knows his name if you love golf. This kid always seems to be in the hunt, Tommy Fleetwood, but then on Sunday he just doesn't put it together. That's what made Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods so great. On Sunday, they put it all together more than most. So that's what's going on in the golf world. So people will enjoy that over the weekend, at least all the golfers. This last major tournament for the season. So we'll see who comes up with the major and go from there. I enjoy it. I enjoy the majors in golf. The Masters, the British Open, U.S. Open, and they always play the PGA somewhere else, which is kind of cool. And then last but not least, we'll see what the Rory McIlroy does, Jordan Spieth, and Victor Hovland. Those are your favorites. So we'll see what happens. Captain, what about the Rays, man? What's going on?
I would like to find out, but I've been waiting for the bubble to burst, and I know they've had some injuries. I know that, and that always plays into it. But still, you're supposed to have a bench.
Exactly, Captain. But, you know, this is where, you know, maybe not spending enough money is not helping them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time, since, you know, the beginning of the year, the Rays aren't leading the division. The Orioles are. And the Orioles have played four
games. And they won again last night in, 10 innings?
Yeah, 4-3, Captain. It was an exciting game. They won with a sacrifice fly. Give the Orioles credit. They're playing great. You know, the Yankees, are 50-47. They've lost 4 in a row. So, you know, you're going to have those lulls, like you said, Captain. But then out west, where our man Kyle is, those Angels, they're trying to make a run for it. They're over 500 now. They're 49-48. They're 9 games behind the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's catchable. So anybody within, 9-11 games, if you make a run and the other team falters a little bit, you can make it happen. Now that brings up something, Kyle. If the Angels, it's a week away, the trading deadline. If the Angels, are really 10 back and 8 back in the wild card, is that when you think they would deal Ohtani? Or are they going to keep him no matter what? What's the new word out there, out west, sir?
Well, I think that definitely they're going to have to make a decision on what they're going to get in exchange for him. And whether or not they feel that they
have a baseball team.
That's right. Yeah. Whether or not they could build a club that was going to be stronger overall without the star power and someone who can really deliver like Ohtani. And especially because he has dual positions. He can pitch and he can hit. I just think I wouldn't want to be in that room because that's a tough decision to make.
It really is, Kyle. That's a great point you just made. He's just a phenom, to pitch as well as he can and to hit as well as he can. It's just, we haven't seen this, in a long, long time. And I think it's awesome. I would love to have him in Tampa Bay. I think he could put the Rays over the top and possibly help them win the World Series. Here's the beauty of it. You really would just be renting the man, you know, for a few months, because come December, someone's going to give him, you know, all the money. Depends, like you said, Cal, what can they get for him and what is the other team willing to spare. Hopefully, yeah, you know, I wish the best for the young man, and I wish the best for the Angels organization. A lot of good fans out there, from the California Angel days to the L.A. Angel days to the Anaheim Angels. You know, they always, the fans out there are great, and you're one of their fans, Kyle. That's impressive.
That's right.
So, yeah, man.
Absolutely.
I love cities that support their sports franchises. That's what it's all about. And I think the ownership and the local community and local government needs to start working more together to help every sports franchise across the country do better. So, and then don't want to forget about the Pocono Raceway this weekend. That's always an exciting race, Captain.
Boy, isn't it?
You know, I was talking about it, you know, on Monday morning after the Sunday race. Hopefully they don't get rained out like New Hampshire last year. We couldn't really talk about it because they had to do the race on Monday at high noon. So, but up there in the mountains, it gets very exciting. And it's a lot of fun to watch those guys. So after the British Open Sunday, tune into the NASCAR. And there'll be a lot of great afternoon baseball, too, with NASCAR going on. So, well, Captain, you know, it's always a pleasure talking to Cal. And, you know, we need to talk about our military guys. You know, and gals, they do so much, and freedom isn't free, and greatly appreciate everything you do. I was at the James Haley the other day, Captain, you know, helping out some people. And people don't realize, you know, these guys and gals gave it all for us. Some gave some, and some gave all. And the American patriot who doesn't appreciate that really needs to think about it. And we got to think about the great things in this country, and that's what it's all about. And I love meeting those men and women, and I love meeting anybody to help them out. And my specialty is helping people out with their insurance needs. So please give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Easy number, 813-966-1052. You can catch us on this flagship station this Sunday from 11 to 12, talking sports. It'll be a fun show. Give me a call again. I can save you some money and help you out with your insurance policies. I helped somebody out yesterday, Captain, save $100 a month. And, you know, that's money they can use for a lot of things and give them a little breathing room in today's great economy that needs to be improved. And we're going to work on that, too. Captain, God bless you and Cal. I appreciate it as always. And I look forward to talking to you Monday morning, sir. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And again, his program's heard Sunday mornings from 11 to 12 here. And, of course, he's the insurance quarterback, too, so don't forget that. And we appreciate having him on the program. Now, Kyle, here comes the music. I will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition of the program. Thanks again for helping out. I look forward to talking to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain. Looking forward to it.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody. And, of course, here on the Captain's America Third Watch, our program's all about we the people. All we ask is that you just be respectful, okay? We don't need to have people coming in here and calling people names and acting like fools and all that, because all you're going to do is get yourself banned from the show, and that's it. But anyway, I'll be back tonight. God bless.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.